The Church of Jesus Christ at this very moment is under tremendous and sustained attack, greater than at any time I've witnessed in 50 years of ministry. Spiritual wickedness, evil in high places has come to destroy your life. Hello there and welcome. Come on in. We've got another life-changing teaching, building up your heart, soul-winning edition of your breakthrough. Been here nearly 40 years now. We're building you up to face all the challenges. Boy, there are a lot of them, aren't there? Right now in America, there are challenges. And we're going to equip you today to live in absolute victory over every single one of them because Jesus is alive. Yes, he is. So in the next 25 minutes or so, I believe you'll be presented with something that Jesus died for. Would you like to know what it is? Jesus died so you, right there, where you are, right now, in the middle of everything, can make a choice. A choice that's not different than the one that our pristine parents faced, came face to face with, in fact, all the way back in the first pages of your Bible in the elegant Garden of Eden. And the choice is this. Choose this day who you will serve. Now wait a minute, because I hear a lot of you, and you say, well, I'm a Christian, so therefore I'm serving the Lord. Well, we need to dig into that a little bit on today's breakthrough. Both in the days of Joshua and today, there is intense pressure upon believers to surrender to the things of this world and even evil influences. But in your Bible, this riveting, uplifting phrase is repeated over and over at least seven times. In fact, it is this: be strong and courageous. Wow, if I didn't say anything else on this broadcast of your breakthrough today, I want you to get that. And it's not a suggestion, it's a command. It would not be commanded unless you could do it. So right there where you are right now, you can be strong. And you can be courageous. Now, I know that evil is always close to you, close at hand. In Revelation, now we go all the way. I'll take you from the front of your Bible to the back in the first 5 minutes. So we're going from Genesis, we hit Joshua. Now we're jumping over to the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, the last book of your Bible, chapter 2. The Lord commended, he bragged on them, the church at Thyatira for this reason, because they had not experientially known nor come into the depths of Satan. Those mighty believers mounted a powerful defense against the wicked spirit of Jezebel, and when they did, God gave them total, absolute, overwhelming, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory. Well, today's believers are living every day under a tremendous attack, in a measure, in a greater method than I have ever witnessed, hear me now, in 50 years of gospel ministry. You've got every opportunity to throw in the towel, to throw up your hands, to wring your hands, to say, woe is me, to take on a Charlie Brown mentality. Why is everybody always picking on me? Let me share this with you. You are not the first, nor will you be the last, to drink a cup of sorrow. A door has literally been opened for the spirit of Antichrist. I did not say the Antichrist. But the spirit of Antichrist is using demon spirits as vessels of vengeance. They're wreaking havoc. They are killing, stealing, and destroying with ever increasing intensity. The apple, think about this now, the apple of God's very eye, that sparkling diamond on a velvet couch, the nation of Israel, is at this very moment being attacked on seven different fronts from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Thousands upon thousands of ballistic missiles are seeking to wipe Israel, as their adversaries have said, from the very face of this earth. Now, if they're successful, you have no doubt they will come for America next. They have called Israel the little Satan. They have said America is the great Satan. I need to take you through in the next couple of days a study of evil. Specifically, to answer the question, what of evil? What and why evil? The what and the why of evil. Now, don't act like you've never thought that in your mind. You never have been asked that question, because I know you have. Some refuse to bow to our great God, Jehovah Hoshea, the Lord who saves. Here it is. They were given the choice, and they have thus far made the choice to worship themselves, believing. They really believe it. They're completely wrong, but they believe it. You know, the book says you can believe a lie and be damned. They believe that human persons, mankind himself, is intrinsically or by nature good. Now, we could stop right there, because man is not good intrinsically. Man is not naturally good. I can prove it to you in this very simple thing. How many of you ever had to teach your children to lie? You never did that. You see, mankind, from the fall in the Garden of Eden until today, is intrinsically not good. They write in great thick books that evil, that sickness, some even that death, are not actually real. They teach that those kinds of things, evil, are merely illusions of the human mind. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, over in Matthew's gospel, now we'll go to the one of the gospels, taught you and me to pray for him specifically to deliver us from evil. Let us not fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. King Jesus believed in the reality of evil, and so does every true believer. So, now we're going to go back to the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. It was what we opened with. Choose this day whom you will serve. You choose who you will serve. Then he goes on and says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Why don't you say that right now, right there where you are? This is the decade of dominion, and Psalm 81:10 is our key verse. Open your mouth with a mighty decree, and God said, I will fulfill it. Now you'll see the words that you speak, so shall it be. So let's just say that. As for me, come on, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It doesn't matter to me if your husband has been on a three-day binge with alcohol. It doesn't matter to me if you found out yesterday your child was smoking crack. Doesn't matter to me. You say it. You declare it. You decree it. You make the choice to do it. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The choice must be made. God or Satan? To rule in your life, to rule in your house, to rule in your finances, to rule in our nation. Christ or chaos? Revival or wrath? Blessing or cursing? Life or death? Heaven or hell? With all of its influences, with all of its iterations, evil seeks to weaken our resolve. It seeks to erode the foundations from God's word in our life. Evil seeks to distract us from the truth of God's word. The devil does have, now you know it and I do, that inner circle of blackened hearts to whom he has imparted the mysteries of iniquity, the depths of degradation. You wonder, how can anyone be so evil? Well, I'm telling you, over time, these, I call them doctors of damnation, have worked like leaven, permeating the minds of millions to the point, you know this is true, you see it every day on the news. They now call evil good and good evil. We've got children, young adults, living in our homes, populating our school campuses, and attending our churches, who are driven daily by destructive thoughts which are inspired by evil. Lawmakers have passed legislation that lacks any resemblance of common sense, and they mock a holy and righteous God in the process. Lawlessness is now mistakenly labeled liberty. We've taken the bypass, you see. Irritation levels are running high. You know it. Patience is running low, just getting a drive-through, you know, line. When these things happen, here's what we know. Satan himself has come in great wrath, presenting our minds with a multitude of inordinate fears, robbing us of peaceful and restful sleep, leaving everybody emotionally drained. You feel like you're overshadowed by a dark cloud of oppression. When these things happen, one thing is sure. Spiritual wickedness, evil, in high places has come to destroy your life. Again, there is a what and a why of evil. Now, I mentioned this earlier, but it bears repeating. The Church of Jesus Christ at this very moment is under tremendous and sustained attack, greater than at any time I've witnessed in 50 years of ministry. My dear friend and mentor, the incomparable Dr. Oral Roberts, sat me down and told me more than 30 years ago that there would be four specific demonic spirits released in America. He said to me, he would not see it, but that I would. And in a moment, I'm going to outline all four of them for you right here on your breakthrough. But first, I'd really like for you to listen very, very closely to my heart, because I need your help. It's only because of the great generosity of Revival Covenant partners and friends literally around the world, just like you, and their generous financial gifts, that our mission to educate, edify the body of Christ, and introduce multiplied millions of lost souls to the Lord Jesus could have grown the way that it has, touching every part of the world every day for nearly 40 years. At this moment, millions in Israel are receiving this broadcast during all of those missiles and rockets being fired upon them. They're receiving this breakthrough broadcast in the Hebrew language.
לא אכפת לי כמה אתם צועקים ורוקדים, כמה המזבחות שלכם מלאים.
And today, the gospel of Christ is still being preached under great anointing to your credit and to the glory of God. Your precious seed faith gift today will be used to keep breakthrough strong and on the air, literally around the world. And I told you, I need to hear from you today. Just take that for what it's worth. The voice of revival is changing hearts, training and equipping believers, breaking down strongholds of evil. For every one of you watching right now who will sow a gift today of only $58, $58 in honor of Isaiah 58, the spirit of the breaker, $58. I'm asking the Lord to reward your step of faith and your great heart of generosity and make you more than a conqueror over every attack of evil that has come against you and your family. Now please, call now so I can agree and add my faith and prayer to yours. And as my thanks, I'm going to send you brand new anointed ministry resources to help you become and stay victorious in your walk with King Jesus. If it's at all possible, might I encourage you to exercise your faith so it grows stronger and help me advance the fight against evil in this world by sowing a gift today of $77 or more. Is that you? I believe it is. When you do, I'll send you the most complete collection of anointed messages on the subject, what and why of evil that we've ever made available anywhere, anytime. So go ahead now, pick up that cell phone. It's always right there beside you. Or simply click on rodparsley.com. Do your best. I know you will. I'll be back just a minute with a whole lot more about how you can stand in victory over the end time demonic spirits that are being released in the earth at this very hour.
Today's new ministry resource will build you up to face today's challenges and equip you for victory. The times demand it. In more than 50 years of gospel ministry, Dr. Parsley has never witnessed a greater attack against the church. That's why it's vital that you act quickly and request the full collection in the What and Why of Evil. For your restoration seed gift of $77 or more, you'll receive 6 messages specifically chosen to equip you to break the strongholds of evil. Plus, today only, we'll add the Demonology Handbook. Know that a door has been opened to the spirit of Antichrist, and there's evil being carried out by demon spirits. You can be ready to defend your family by unmasking the mysteries of evil.
That now, unto the principalities and powers, the demon spirits in the supernatural realm may be made known by the church what is the manifold wisdom of God in Christ.
Call with your love gift of $77 or more to receive this outstanding resource to become and stay victorious. This is the most complete collection of anointed messages we've ever made available. Call, write, or give safely and securely at rodparsley.com. The Holy Ghost imparted wisdom in this exclusive series is indeed life-changing.
The current culture is obsessed with the darkness, the depravity, with the deviancy and the demonic aspects, which are all too real, of the supernatural realm. You can have more power. You can have more purpose if and only if.
In his sequel to Revival If, best-selling author Rod Parsley explores the incredible power and presence of the Holy Spirit. You'll be equipped to ignite a revival in your life and embrace your role in the next great move of God. It's time to let the fire fall. Pentecost If, the new book by Rod Parsley, available November 5th. For more information, visit PentecostIf.com.
All right, I hope you've got your notepad ready. We got to get through this pretty quick, and I'll share more about it with you on future broadcast breakthroughs. So make sure you stay tuned. Here are the four spirits that Dr. Oral Roberts told me would be loosed upon this earth. First, now think about this. This is 30 years ago. The first one, the spirit of terrorism. We saw that explode on 9/11/2001. Second, demonically inspired false prophets. Where are the Samsons and Samuels, Elijahs and Elishas, the Isaiahs and Jeremiahs of this day? It's a question to be answered. Third, the spirit will be released against the preaching of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost. That's why I wrote the book, Pentecost If. And the fourth one, a spirit of stupor. I always wondered about that one until COVID-19 and its after effects that have the whole world in a stupor. They can't think right. They don't respond right. They're numb. There's not much behind the eyes. All of these are being systematically used today against the people of God. There is coming a day, dear friend, when God will deal with evil. Mark it down. God is not finished yet. My pastor and mentor, the mighty Dr. Lester Sumrall, in the early 1950s, preached that there were very, very dark days coming. In that decade, the word divorce would never have been spoken in a church service. Now the shepherds of the flock can't seem to keep their own homes together. Brother Sumrall said, I see a screen in the 50s. It's in every home. The evil spirit Leviathan is coming through the screens. Cell phones were not yet invented. It's pouring out like the storm surge of a Category 5 hurricane, and it's drowning the church, musicians, singers, preachers, politicians, Bible study leaders, housewives are drunken on the wine of self-will, self-righteousness. Now, I certainly believe that you didn't come across this moment on Breakthrough Today by accident. In fact, I'm sure of it. The Bible tells us that the steps of a good person are ordered of the Lord. You were supposed to be there right now. Now, don't try and reason it out. That's what you do when faith is not present. But when faith arrives, that's the time to act. And that's why I'm asking every partner, every friend watching today to sow a seed faith gift and allow me to agree with you for the power to break every evil that has come against you and your family. Jehovah Hoshea, the Lord who saves. He saved you from sin. He saved you from evil. You only need to have faith, be strong, be courageous, brave enough to stand against this evil by helping me take this teaching of the Word of God to every believer and the message of salvation and the power of Pentecost, healing and deliverance to the whole wide world as I've been doing for nearly 40 years. Your generous financial gift today of only $58 will be used to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost, to edify and educate believers like you, to become a part of a revenant revival, to advance the kingdom of God across America and around the world. You know, it may have been several weeks. I imagine it has been. Maybe it's even been months since you've taken time to support this great gospel ministry. I know it means so much to you. Joni and I would love to hear from you, need to hear from you this week. I hope you'll write to us today, tuck in that love gift, or call right now with your seed faith gift of $58 or $77, whatever amount the Lord Jesus leads you to sow. I'll be agreeing with you in prayer over that seed for supernatural harvest. Remember, what you make happen for someone else, God will make happen for you. So please call now or simply click on rodparsley.com. Now here's more about some exciting new ministry resources coming your way.
Today's new ministry resource will build you up to face today's challenges and equip you for victory. The times demand it. In more than 50 years of gospel ministry, Dr. Parsley has never witnessed a greater attack against the church. That's why it's vital that you act quickly and request the full collection in The What and Why of Evil. For your restoration seed gift of $77 or more, you'll receive 6 messages specifically chosen to equip you to break the strongholds of evil. Plus, today only, we'll add the Demonology Handbook. Know that a door has been opened to the spirit of Antichrist, and there's evil being carried out by demon spirits. You can be ready to defend your family by unmasking the mysteries of evil.
That now, unto the principalities and powers, the demon spirits in the supernatural realm may be made known by the church what is the manifold wisdom of God in Christ.
Call with your love gift of $77 or more to receive this outstanding resource to become and stay victorious. This is the most complete collection of anointed messages we've ever made available. Call, write, or give safely and securely at rodparsley.com. The Holy Ghost imparted wisdom in this exclusive series is indeed life-changing.
The current culture is obsessed with the dark, the depravity, with the deviancy and the demonic aspects, which are all too real, of the supernatural realm.
Now, with more on the what and why of evil, here is Dr. Rod Parsley.
Now, don't forget to follow me, as millions are doing every day on all of our social media platforms. Don't want you to miss out. All the links are available to you at rodparsley.com. I'll be back with more on the what and why of evil next time on Your Breakthrough.